Good morning. My name is Hope, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the first half 2017 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. David Rudnick, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Hope. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramic's interim first six months 2017 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramic's Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhang Huang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang, I would like to address forward-looking statements that may be discussed on the call. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and include, among others, those regarding revenue, operating expenses, other income and expense, taxes, and future business outlook. Actual future performance, outcomes, and results may differ materially from those expressed in forward-looking statements. The company claims the safe harbor protections for such forward-looking statements as contemplated under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Please refer to the documents filed by the company with the SEC, specifically the most recent reports on Forms 20-F and 6-K, which identify important risk factors that could cause actual results to differ from those contained in the forward-looking statements. We assume no obligation to update any forward-looking statements or information which speak as of their respective dates. Now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramic's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhang Huang, China Ceramic's CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Wei Jie Dai will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫。我代表公司欢迎大家参加2017年上半年财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our interim first six months 2017 earnings conference call.
2017年上半年，由于市场环境充满挑战，其营收同比下滑了9%，但是我们仍然保持了稳健的增长。
In 2017 we experienced flat top-line growth due to challenging market conditions, which continued to impact the average selling price of our products. However, our decision to continue the price reduction of our slow-moving inventory, which we implemented in the fourth quarter of last year, has resulted in a substantial 31% period-to-period increase in the sales volume of our ceramic tiles. We believe that our more aggressive pricing has helped to maintain our market share as well as reasonable utilization of our product capacity given the current operating environment.
During the
six months ended June 30, 2017, we utilized production facilities capable of producing 27 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of the company's effective total annual production capacity of 62 million square meters. In 2016, in order to generate cash flow, we entered into a contract to rebuild an idle production line in our Hengdali facility that has the capacity to produce 10 million square meters of ceramic tiles. Consistent with our practices in past fiscal quarters, we maintained a reduced utilization of existing plant capacity based on the current market environment to keep our operating costs low. We intend to bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves.
展望2017年下半年，面临政府抑制需求和房价上涨的压力，新的房地产项目可能会放缓和减少。我们预计建筑材料行业将继续保持下跌连感，收集项更是显著，市场仍然充满挑战。此外，据我们估计，一些城市的房地产过度开发和房地产库存等需通过分销渠道进行销售。但从长远来看，我们认为房地产对中国经济至关重要，因为它对许多工业和金融部门的影响很大，对国民经济增长至关重要。我们仍然是行业领先企业，具有良好的价值主张，正在继续努力以养在新业务，通过新产品和服务带动公司发展。我们还有有望增加业务，因为政府对清洁原料和强制要求导致较小的竞争对手持续撤出本行业。
For the second half of 2017, we anticipate a challenging building material sector that will continue to be price sensitive and more cyclical than Europe due to government pressure to ease demand and stem escalating home prices, which could have effect of slowing or curtailing new real estate projects. Further, it is our estimation that real estate overdevelopment in some cities and unsold real estate inventory are yet to be worked through distribution channels. However, in the long term, we believe that real estate will continue to be essential to China's economy as it impacts many vital industrial and financial sectors and is essential for domestic growth. We remain a leading PRC competitor with a well-established value proposition, and are renewing our efforts to win new business and regenerate the company with new products and services. We also look to add business as smaller competitors continue to exit our sector due to government mandate to operate with cleaner fuel.
接下来，我想请财务总监向万先生来详细介绍公司上半年的营收情况。谢谢。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's interim first 6 months earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the interim 6 month period ending June 30th, 2017. Our revenue for the 6 month end, June 30th, 2017, was RMB 336.5 million, or $49 million, a decrease of 1.2% from RMB 340.6 million, or $51.9 million, for the same period of 2016. The year-over-year decrease in revenue was primarily due to the 24.5% decrease in the average selling price of the company's ceramic tile products to RMB 24 or US dollar 4.5 in the first half of 2017 as compared to RMB 31.8 or US dollar 4.8 for the same period of 2016, substantially offset by the 30.8% increase in sales volume to 14 million square meters of ceramic tile in the first half of 2017, from 10.7 million square meters of ceramic tile in the first half of 2016. Gross loss for the 6 months end June 30th, 2017 was RMB 7.4 million or US dollar 1.1 million as compared to RMB 50.2 million or US dollar 7.7 million for the same period of 2016. The gross profit margin was a negative 2.2% for the 6 months end June 30th, 2017 as compared to a 14.7% profit margin for the same period of 2016. The year-over-year decline in gross profit margin was primarily due to the 24.5% decrease in the average selling price of the company's ceramic tiles due to our testing institute a 20% reduction in the selling prices of slow-moving inventory beginning on October 1st, 2016, due to challenging market conditions. Our income for the 6 months end, June 30th, 2017, was RMB 7.1 million or US dollar 1 million, as compared to RMB 8.2 million or US dollar 1.3 million for the same period of 2016. For the 6 months end, June 30th, 2017. Other income mainly consisted of RMB 7.1 million or US dollar 1.1 million. The company received by leasing out one of the production lines from its Kendall facility pursuant to an 8-year lease contract. Selling and distribution expenses for the 6 months end June 30th, 2017, were RMB 5.8 million or 0.8 million as compared to RMB 7 million or US dollar 1.1 million for the same period of 2016. The year-over-year decrease in selling and distribution expenses was primarily due to an RMB 0.8 million decrease in advertising expenses and an RMB 0.5 million decrease in traveling expenses, which was partially offset by an RMB 0.2 million increase in salary expenses. Administrative expenses for the 6 months and June 30th, 2017 were RMB 9 million or US dollar 1.3 million as compared to RMB 11.8 million. Or US dollar 1.8 million for the same period of 2016. The year-over-year decrease in administrative expenses was primarily due to a decrease in depreciation expenses, resulting from the write-down of fixed assets as of December 31st, 2016. The loss from operation before taxes for the first 6 months and June 30th, 2017 was RMB 17.1 million or US dollar 2.5 million as compared to income from operations before taxation of RMB 34.5 million or US dollar 5.3 million for the same period as 2016. The loss from operations before taxation was mainly due to the gross loss incurred for the 6 months end, June 30th, 2017. Net loss for the 6 months ended June 30th, 2017 was RMB 5.8 billion or US$1.8 billion as compared to net profit of RMB 29.5 million or US$4.5 million for the same period of 2016. The net loss was mainly due to gross loss incurred for the 6 months ended June 30, 2017. Loss per fully diluted share for the 6 months ended June 30, 2017 on both a basic and fully diluted basis were RMB 2.07 or US$0.3 as compared to basic and fully diluted earnings per shares of RMB 10.96 or US$1.63 and RMB 9.81 or US$1.48 respectively for the first half of 2016. Turning to our balance sheet. As of December 31st, 2016, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 0.2 million or US$0.03 million as of June 30, 2017, as compared to RMB 0.1 million or US$0.02 million as of December 31, 2016. Our short-term bank borrowings were new as of June 30, 2017. And as of December 30th, 31st, 2016. As of June 30th, 2017, our inventory turn was 107 days as compared to 115 days as of December 31st, 2016. The company believes that the currently challenging economic environment has caused a lower inventory turnover than normal, and the company will make a continuous effort to deplete its low-moving stocks. Our trade receivables turnover as of June 30, 2017 was 300 days compared with 245 days as of fiscal year end 2016. The increase in trade receivables turnover days was primarily due to the difficult economic environment, which was formed as to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a high trade receivable turnover figures than normal. Trade payable turnover's net of value added tax was 43 days as of June 30th, 2017. Same as that of December 31st, 2016. The average turnover days was within the normal credit period of 1 to 4 months granted by our suppliers. In terms of our plant utilization and capacity, for the 6 months end June 30th, 2017, we utilized the plant capacity capable of producing 27 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of an annual production capacity of 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles. However, our annual production capacity has been effectively reduced from 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles to 62 million square meters of ceramic tiles due to an 8-year contract to lease out one of our production lines from our Hungary facility that we entered into March 2016. The utilization of plant capacity for the first half of 2017 represents an increase in plant capacity utilization from the same period of 2016. When we utilize plant capacity capable of producing 20 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually. Although business conditions are subject to change, looking ahead to 2017, we anticipate a low level of capital expenditures given the currently challenging market conditions. Moving on to our business outlook, in the 6 month end, June 30th, 2017, the average selling price of our ceramics tile products decreased to 24.4% as compared to the same period 2016. This was largely attributable to a 20% reduction in the prices of slow-moving inventory that we have maintained since instituting these price cuts in October 2016, to mitigate the effects of slowdown in China's construction and real estate sector. This price reduction has had a positive effect on our sales volume. For the first 6 months and June 30, 2017, the company's sales volume was 14 million square meters of ceramic tiles, an increase of 30.7% as compared to sales volume of 10.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the same period of 2016. Although our average selling price has been relatively stable for the 3 years preceding the fourth quarter in 2016. Our sales volume contracted significantly, falling 12.9% and 5.7% in the fiscal year 2016 and 2015, respectively. We chose to discount our slow-moving inventory in the fourth quarter of 2016, as a means to increase our sales volume and to address the difficult real estate and construction conditions in China. We believe that our discount product pricing of the last 9 months will likely persist to counter difficult business environments in our sector, and that it will continue to our positive affect our sales volume. We expect the currently challenging market conditions to continue for the second half of 2017 as demand would decline due to the sale restrictions that have been announced in several cities in an effort by the Chinese government to curb speculative demand and escalating home prices. Further, mortgage lending appears to have tightened as many banks have increased their lending rates, while some may have suspended housing approvals. Looking ahead, we estimate that the real estate overdevelopment in some cities may result in declining land prices, which in turn could result in significant slowdown or the curtailing of property developments, thus resulting in an eventual weakening of real estate and construction market activities. We typically receive orders from customers 2 months in advance of production on a rolling basis. We enter into a dealership agreement with customers and a sales or purchase contract each time a customer places an order. As of June 30th, 2017, our backlog was approximately RMB 167.3 million or US$24.7 million. Which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue. This compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 143 million or US$21.5 million as of June 30th, 2016, a year-over-year increase of 17%. ordinarily a bad loss surface as a reasonable indicator of revenue can be expected to be realized in the next period. Though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. In our views, China's urbanization trends will continue into unforeseeable future and favor a sustainable building material sector. We have refocused our efforts towards those cities where we see the rest of demand and are aggressively pursuing new business. We believe that opportunities continue to exist across a range of lower and higher tier cities, as underlying fundamentals such as demographics and a strong cultural preference for real estate ownership will continue to drive demand. In addition, government mandates to convert to cleaner and more expensive fuel sources will result in fewer competitors. We believe that our excellent brand recognition, operating efficiencies, inventory management, and modern production facility represent significant advantage as compared to our competitors. Further, a wide array of customizable high quality products continue to meet our customers' needs, and we foresee substantial potential demand for our products due to the upgrading of existing stock to meet new housing standards. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to our interim 6 month financial results end June 30th, 2017. Operator, please.
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star one. And there are no questions at this time. You do have a question that just came in from the line of James Kahn, Oppenheimer.
I read the press release, but I apologize. I got to the call late. But my question is about the new investors in the private placement. Did they express any sense? Do you have a sense of what specifically they thought was made this a good investment? What is their intention in investing? Was it simply valuation or?
They do not have any intention, but they will see our company. They believe in our company and feel the stock price is very low, and they would like to invest in the market price when they invest into the company.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star one. Again, that's star one to ask a question. And there are no further questions at this time.
Well, this is David Rudnick. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics' interim 6 months 2017 earnings conference call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.